Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Success Bees. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Great to have you with us here live. Our show today is so exciting. We're going to be talking to Authentic Branding with Heart expert. We have an expert today who specializes in advertising and communications, who brings Madison Avenue design with soul, with exceptional advertising logos and inspired illustration. So welcome to our show today, Joanne Goldsmith.
Lori, it is a pleasure to be here.
Help us start at the beginning, where you were in school and in high school, and how this whole thing began.
When I was in high school, I had absolutely no clue that this is where I was going to be. My mom, who is a world-famous artist who did beautiful, realistic humanism, could draw figures like you wouldn't believe. And I grew up with a father who was an engineer. I was inspired by them both and intuitively was creative to my own core, and I was different. I didn't realize the path or where I was going to find that.
Yeah, school started again. There's probably a lot of students that are in that same boat. So then, as you're approaching college, how did that transition take place for you?
Very simply, I went to Syracuse University to interview. It was one of the places I wanted to be. I knew they had a great advertising department. They had a great art school. And I walked in, and I was at the Newhouse School of Communications. And oh my God, they had an exhibit not to be believed. It spoke to me on all levels. The graphics, the pictures, the words, how they all tied in together. It came to life in a way that I never thought about advertising.
And so then you got your education. Where did you go after your education?
I was very blessed. I went right to Madison Avenue.
Oh my God, Madison Avenue. Oh, I'm excited for you. How long were you on Madison Avenue?
I was there for about 15 years, and I was graced. I worked with all the big boys.
All right, so share some of the brands. We want to know.
Those Top Potatoes, White Cloud Toilet Paper, Blake's Pantyhose.
Oh, my God.
Hanes.
The Little Eggs?
This is huge.
I love that.
Yes.
The brand's household words. You really learned from the best of the best.
Yes, and it was a wonderful experience to have because now I'm able to take that experience and tie it together in every aspect of branding that I do.
So if I'm a business and I have my branding and my logo, why do I need authentic marketing with heart?
You need somebody who's going to ask you the right questions to see and feel whether or not your logo is really doing what you think it's doing.
So why is branding so important?
Your branding is your business card.
You are your brand. And if it's not speaking to your audience, you're losing money.
Why should I be concerned with my brand?
Because every single person who sees anything around them wants to know, what's in that for me? Why this? Why you?
Who needs authentic branding with heart?
Well, I'm not going to say everybody. I'm going to say, really, those people who care that their brand is being seen and felt and acknowledged by their audience.
That's really huge.
I bet you a lot of people don't understand that. And if you're just tuning in, I'm here with founder and CEO of Create Goldmine and Authentic Branding with Heart, Joanne Goldsmith. And I'm glad that you're joining us here today. So when is it that you need branding?
Any branding in everything you do, it is your calling card. It's your fingerprint. It's really the essence of who you are that explains what the services that you are delivering.
So share with us, where is it that we need to place this branding?
In everything you do. You've got to be consistent. And what's really interesting is most people don't do it on social media. So the places that they should be absolutely doing it are Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever vehicle that you're using. You must be consistent with your message.
This is really important stuff, and I'm so glad that you joined us here today. It's almost so obvious that people, I bet you, are missing it all the time. So how do you start and begin with this branding process? Walk us through it.
Well, I'm going to quote you the address here from the Sound of Music. You've got to begin at the very beginning.
And I'm here talking to Joanne Goldsmith, who is the founder and CEO of Create Gold Life. And we're learning a lot today about authentic branding with the heart. Now, we hear along the way that sometimes people already have a brand and a logo in place, and really they need some work done. So what is the difference between refreshing up something they've already got and redoing an entire brand?
Something that's working, you absolutely want to keep it. You want to take the gems and the gist of what you've had before and carry it forward by implementing some of the new elements, perhaps a little bit of a color that's a little bit more pedantic, something that is more fine-tuned and focused. And you know, you might not have even realized that the field has changed around you. And now you have to kind of give your brand a little bit of a facelift, because when you designed it, you didn't have three competitors following your success.
So that really depends on how good the work is that you've already got done, what you need, and you're going to keep it or you're going to start over. Is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't say how good.
How good?
I would say, is it working for you?
Is it working?
Is your logo bringing in the money and the clients that you're dreaming of?
And if not, they need to call you. How do they find you?
Okay. You can find me on LinkedIn under Brand Specialist Joanne Goldsmith. That's two words, J-O, new word, capital A-N-N, Goldsmith. And you can reach me on my cell at 561-494-4326. And you can also go to my website at creategoldmines.com.
You mentioned earlier that in order for you to work with clients, you're going to do what you call exploratories. And could you take us into understanding a little bit more about this process?
That's a really, really interesting question. Basically, what I want to do is to bring your vision to life. I want to know what it is that lights you up, what it is that makes you feel, why do you get up in the morning? Why are you even doing this business in the first place?
So it comes from you asking me and understanding my business completely and my inspiration and motivation so that you can translate that into my brand. Is that accurate?
It is. And actually, that brings us back to the first question. How do you know? If somebody isn't asking you the correct questions, if they're not tuning in to what it is that your needs are, if they're not asking you what's in it for your audience, why you, then you've already missed the boat.
In your work as a design branding expert, if there's a table of cards, and all these cards are laid out on the table, how do you know which ones are the ones that have been done by somebody like you, a design branding expert?
And that's a really good example. You took the words out of my mouth, because that's the example that I normally give. For example, let's say there are five graphic business cards from a real estate person. And I'm going to go for the one that feels best me. If I don't know any of these people, it isn't because I like one person better than another. It's simply there's a feeling about the photograph. There's a feeling about the graphic. The colors are speaking to me, or the type is hard to read, or it is easy to read, or it's beautifully designed, or it just plain feels good. It's much like an iceberg. You only see the tip sticking out. But people are actually reading in 60% more of what is not being said every single time they see a logo.
So it's sort of like body language shows up more than is more important than people's words. And it's the same way when you're sharing with us how we take a look at creating our brand and our image. There's a lot of stuff that's not said that we pick up intuitively in making our own consumer decisions as to which cards to pick up and which brands to deal with. And that's where they need somebody like you. This is just very enlightening.
Well, Lori, I'm so glad you said that, because if somebody isn't going by how a logo and a brand feels, they've totally missed the boat. Because more than 50% is the unspoken.
I love that. Now, if taking a logo that somebody has and making a decision and paying the money to go have a complete logo redesigned, go through a little bit again why that is so important, because I think people need to be business and need to hear this. It's really important to come at the design from heart, from the experience of Madison Avenue, because it can't just be heart. It's got to be practical branding, marketing experience that says that makes sense or that doesn't make sense.
It's very valuable. What are some of the most important messages that you would like to share with our audience today about working with a design branding expert?
The most important thing is you have to decide what's important to you. You have to take a baby step, a first step. You have to say, okay, I've been thinking about doing this for 5 years, and I haven't done it. You have to basically say, I'm ready to explore. I'm ready to be seen. I'm ready to have my authenticity show. I'm ready to receive.
Is there a way that the businesses can really get an idea if they've been working with an expert or not? Does it take a long time for you to do this kind of work?
Every designer has got their own pace at which they do things. I put an inordinate amount of time in simply because I want to work it. I want to tune in to exactly what it is that you are wanting to say, to make sure that your words and your stated vision is really vibrating and coming out through your finished logo. Yes, there may be people who do the same thing. However, the way that I do it is from a place of branding and heart and authenticity, a spiritualness, if you will. And most important, I tie that together with Madison Avenue branding.
Please again give the contact information with both of your website and how we find you in social media and then your phone contact. Do that again for our audience, please.
Sure. It's Joanne Goldsmith. That's J-O, new word, capital A-N-N, Goldsmith, G-O-L-D-S-M-I-G-H, at 561-494-4326. Find me on LinkedIn as a branding expert, and also go to my website, Create Gold Mines, and I'm going to spell that. It's CREATEGOLD. M as in Mary, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, E as in Elephant, S as in Sam.com.
I love that. Well, this has been a very enlightening show because we've been here with Joanne Goldsmith, Create Gold Mines, and she's really shared with us the difference between just having any kind of logo and having work that's done for you by somebody who is an expert, who comes to the table with Madison Avenue Design, and who's really about authentic branding from the heart so that you can stand out from your competition, because obviously that's where you want to be. Joanne, we've come to the part of the show that I hate. It's time to go. And to our audience, we look forward to having you again here on Success at Peace. I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Goodbye for now. Thanks for joining us, Joanne.
It has been an absolute pleasure. I wish you all tremendous success.